More than 40 years after she first started playing, Norwalk teacher Martha Davis is inflating her beloved McPherson bagpipes.
It's African blackwood, and it's also elephant ivory. I play in the Turlock Ur pipe band in Grinnell, and we all help each other. That's what we did in Highlanders, and that's really what pipe bands are all about, and I think that's what we were doing at the University of Iowa.
Davis is one of some 2,000 women and men, student performers, who played the pipes, drums, or danced in the traditions of Old Scotland. It was 75 years ago when Dick Feddersen was recruited out of Iowa City High as one of the original pipers.
People were not nearly as sophisticated. Of course, they didn't have television and all that sort of thing. Most of the time, when we played to large crowds in other cities, we were playing to people that had never heard a bagpipe or a bagpipe band before, and they just went nuts.
In 1948, when Paramount Pictures filmed this feature, the Highlanders were all women.
And here are the famous Scottish Highlanders from the University of Iowa. Bonnie lassies and traditional...
Originally, it was men who wore the kilts as a military band affiliated with the ROTC. When they were called up for World War II, the Highlanders became co-ed. During an audition in the early 50s, 500 women tried out for 35 openings. The Highlanders had become a smash hit. Millions of people have seen them perform, from the Rose Bowl to the Green Bay Packers, at the World's Fair, on network television, and across Europe. Controversy preceded their first trip to Scotland, as told in this 1952 travelogue.
The Highlanders found themselves the center of worldwide attention when the Aberdeen City Council suddenly voted against their appearing in that Scottish city, fearing that the American students would be chorus girls in scanty costumes.
Scottish businessmen came to the rescue with their own welcome, and 23,000 Aberdonians ended up paying $3 to see the Iowans.
Yeah, we're just trying to pick Dick's brain on who he remembers.
Heather Stockman is a lifelong Highlander. Her father, Bill Adamson, was the group's original director, and Heather was one of the dancers who did the Scottish fling on a big drum 6 feet off the ground. Today, she's tracking down former Highlanders for their 75th anniversary reunion. Faded rosters list only maiden names, and many of the old-timers are gone. The fans watching this halftime performance at an Iowa-Iowa State football game wouldn't know that the Highlanders raised $25 million in war bonds, or that one member helped crack the Japanese military code, or about their trailblazing journeys abroad before foreign exchange trips were common. Soon after this 1980 game, funding was pulled and the Highlanders began to fade. Only a few remained when the group dissolved in 2008.
We've got to get this group recognized permanently in history. They weren't just a group that toddled onto the football field, played a few songs, and left. They had much more significance than that.
A shrine to the Highlanders is planned for the Athletic Hall of Fame and should be ready for their 75th reunion in September, when Martha Davis will be playing Scotland the Brave one more time. In Iowa City, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.